Hey, money-making unicorns. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? You get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Take off your pants. Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
You're gonna burn out. The controversial warning tags that come with entrepreneurship. People tell me this shit all the time. Nicole, you're going to burn out. You're going to burn out. You're going to burn out. You're doing too many things. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I get that a lot. It's really fucking interesting because people are so interested in warning you of things. Like, be careful of this. Be careful of that. Like, that's something that we associate value with, right? Is helping each other to not have the same pitfalls that we had. And there's fucking value in that, right? And it also limits you, just like everything else. What it serves you in one way and limits you in another. I've consistently had people tell me that I'm going to burn out. I haven't yet. Yet, bitches, it's been a long fucking time. I've been doing the consulting thing for 10 years, and yeah, do I go through periods where I want to fucking kill everybody? Of course I do. We're all human, right? Like, we have good days, we have less than good days, we have days where we want to sit at home and watch a movie, we have days where we want to just fucking work our faces off. And people always want to tell us the one and only way to fucking do that. But here's the thing. You get to do whatever the fuck you want. And don't listen to other people. Don't. Just don't listen to other people. Even if they have more money than you, even if they have more experience than you, they're not fucking you. You know who you should be listening to? You. So if you are the one telling yourself, hey, you're going to burn out, that's the fucking voice you listen to. If you're sitting there telling yourself, hey, like, let's do another episode of the podcast today. I know you already did one, but let's crank one out. Sounds good, right? That's the voice you want to fucking listen to. If you are telling your clients for the weekend, hey, I'm not going to fucking answer any of your shit in Messenger this weekend. That's the fucking voice to listen to. Not someone else telling you what to do. Now, of course, that's so much fucking easier said than done, right? Because it's so much easier to just ask somebody else what you should do. What should I do? Because at some level, we want to be told what to do. We want somebody to have the answers. We want someone to tell us and hold our hands and make us fucking feel better and reassure us and give us that external fucking validation. But there's a lot of fucking shittiness that comes with external validation. Okay. Yeah, it serves you in one way because it feels good to have someone tell you what to do. And it feels good to feel like this person knows the answers and they know better than I do. Yeah, that serves you in some capacity. And listening to people who have more experience than you can sometimes fucking help you. And it can hold you the fuck back, you know, because they're not you. They don't have your experience. They don't know what's going on in your head. They don't know how you think and how you feel and how you behave. Fuck, a lot of people don't even know how they do that for themselves, let alone assume that they can fucking do it for someone else. So here's my thing. I'm telling you not to listen to other people. While I'm telling you not to listen to other people, I get the irony here. But can you for a couple seconds realize that the voice inside your own fucking head should come first? Before your spouse, before your kids, before your parents, before your fucking coaches, before your mentors, you. You are the voice you listen to. And when you start aligning with that, when you start listening to your higher self, you don't go into burnout because really it's listening to other people that puts you there. And I think that that's my secret, right? Everyone's like, you're going to burn out. And I'm like, I'm not going to burn out because I listen to me. And when me says, bitch, fucking go to bed at 9 instead of midnight, I go to bed at 9 instead of midnight. Like, when me says, hey, you better get in the car and go for a long drive today, that's what I fucking do. When me says, fuck it, I'll clean the kitchen later. I'm not going to do it right now. I do that. And does that have consequences? Of course it fucking does. My kitchen is fucking dirty. There's dishes in the sink right now, okay? But I didn't fucking feel like doing them after cooking last night. I wanted to cook and then hang out with my fiance and get into bed and watch a scary movie. Like, that's what I wanted to fucking do. So that's what I did. And I went to bed early and I woke up today feeling refreshed and recharged. And I have the whole day to myself where I get to sit here and record podcasts and write, work on the novel, do the things that I want to fucking do. because I know that today is my day and I get to align with the what the fuck I want to fucking do today. And that's fucking magic, right? That's the point of being an entrepreneur, is that I don't have to listen to anybody else. And, you know, when I was working in the consulting world and the bartending world, like, burnout was a real fucking thing because I was constantly at the fucking whims of someone else, right? It's like, you have to come to work today. You have to do this. You got to work a double. You know, so-and-so called in, you got to do this fucking shift, whatever the fuck it is, right? Or you have to do the TPS reports, right? Being at the mercy of someone else is what creates burnout. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't burn out as an entrepreneur. Of course you can. Lots of people fucking do it. But that comes from not listening, okay? Not to other people, but to yourself. You get to listen to yourself. You get to set your own fucking pace, your own fucking rules. If you're not ready to do the things, then don't fucking do them. But don't assume that somebody else can help you through that piece of really knowing your own pace, because they can't. Okay, you get to figure that out for yourself. And a lot of that comes from actually experiencing burnout and getting tired. When you start to get tired, can you listen to yourself and say, fuck, I'm tired. I'm ready to take a break. Can you do that? It's so much easier said than done. And I know that's not for all of us. Some of us are stuck in inaction and can't fucking get anything done. And those people experience burnout from not actually accomplishing anything. The burnout that comes from throwing shit at the wall, that's a different kind of burnout than the success pattern burnout, where you're like in that momentum, you're feeling the thing and you just want to stay there and you're scared. You're scared that if you stop, you're going to fuck it all up, right? Different types of burnout. There's different ways for you to hit the wall. But all of them have the same core root issue that led you there in the first place. And that's not listening to yourself. So rather than worrying about the burnout, which of course just causes burnout, rather than worrying about the burnout and having anxiety that, oh my God, if I do too much, am I going to burn out? Rather than wasting your fucking energy on thinking like that, why not spend some energy today fucking listening to yourself, building the relationship with your higher self, listening to that person and feeling into your energetic levels. I do this practice where I wake up in the morning, right? And I meditate, right? Before I even really open my eyes, like, I've conditioned myself to be in this behavior pattern. So as I start to wake, right? Like, I don't reach for my phone. I sit there and I feel the darkness, because it's always dark when I wake up now, which is unlike bartender land when it was like 10 o'clock, right? Okay. It's more like 4:30 or 5 when I start to kind of shake off the sleep. And when I do that, I go into meditation immediately. Like, that's what I've conditioned myself to do, is I start meditating. And through this meditation, I'm checking in with my energetic levels. Okay. And I have a scale for myself. Now, you don't have to use the scale that I use. You can use whatever fucking scale you want. It can be a color scale. But for mine, it's a number scale that I push myself through 1 to 10, right? Like, where am I at? And I do this like physically, mentally, soul level. Like, I'm feeling into the things. And I assign this number for myself, not as a shame pattern, but as an awareness pattern. Because in my world, 10 is not good and 1 is not bad. 1 allows me the kind of flexibility to sit down and read a book. I can't read a book at a fucking 8. Like, I can't. Like, I'm just not energetically aligned for that. But at a 1, that's a perfect day for me to chill out, read a book that I've had sitting on the shelf that I want to get through, right? When I'm at a 3, 3s are perfect for laundry because I have that consistency, that pace where I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to actually take it out of the washer, put it in the dryer and fold it, put it away, right? You know, whereas like a 7 is generally where I run my business. 7 is the most common number for me. I am most likely to be at a 7. Anything above a 7 is high energy days, and anything below is a 7 is a lower energy day for me. But I do have tasks that align with those things that make sense, right? I'm not going to go do things that I need a 9 energy level when I'm at a 2. I get to do what I want. And that's what doing what you want really means, is feeling into your energetic levels, your presence of mind, body, and soul, and choosing tasks that align with that. Now, can you always do that? Probably not, right? I mean, like, I still got to cook the kids dinner. I still got to, you know, do the bare minimums, right? Most days I really have to do those things. I have client meetings that are scheduled. I have things that are set up that, you know, I do the things that I say that I'm going to do. I'm not a flaky person. So if I say that I'm going to do the client meetings, I'm going to fucking do the client meetings. But I've moved all of my client meetings to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. And so I rarely make exceptions for that. I have it in the holding pattern of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so that my energetic levels align with that. And so that my body gets accustomed to this style of routine. I don't really believe in like the whole time blocking thing. That doesn't work for me. I know that it works for a lot of people, but I'm just not interested in time blocking. It's just irritating to me. I like to feel into my flow pattern, know where I'm at, and really make my decisions based on that. So even though on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, I have client meetings, I also have allowed time slots in between downtime, right? I've blocked down those times. And sometimes that time in between my clients, I'll use it to bust out a sales page. I'll use it to do a long post. I'll use it to create a bunch of content or record a podcast or do a training video. And other times I'll use it to sit down and eat a fucking yogurt in peace, depending on my energetic level that day. If I woke up at an 8 and I'm running a little high, then I can use that time that I've set aside for something that is more in line with that 8 pattern. But if I wake up on a client day and I'm only at a 4, I know that the time in between my clients needs to be spent resting so that I can deliver at the highest level possible for those clients, right? So I'm creating alignment patterns. I'm creating awareness with myself so that I can be myself, so that I can do whatever the fuck I want. And that's what keeps me out of burnout pattern, is because I'm aware. If I'm having a fucking day where like I just don't feel like doing it, if there's things that I don't have to do that day, I don't do them. Okay. And that's okay, because in entrepreneur land, you don't have to do all the things every fucking day. You don't have to go punch the fucking time clock and be there or get fired. That's not how it fucking works, right? You get to choose that flow pattern for yourself and create your own way of doing things. And I know that that's fucking controversial, because you just want somebody to tell you what the fuck to do. But quite honestly, you do have someone to tell you what the fuck to do, and it is your higher self. So listen to that person. That person knows what's up way better than fucking anybody else you could listen to. You don't have to do what your coach says. You don't have to do what your mentor says. You don't have to do anything. Everything you do is a choice. You get to do it. And when you start replacing that word, that's something that I really hit home with. I bash my little clients over the head with it. They get so sick of my shit. But they say, I have to do this. No, you don't. You get to do that. I need to learn this. No, you get to learn this. And when you start restructuring that have and need into get, you realize that everything is a choice, right? Because it's patterning in your language itself. You're layering it in into the actual neurons in your brain. I get to do this. When you say that, it just fucking sounds different than I have to. Okay. So realistically, you don't have to do anything besides fucking die. That's it. You don't even have to breathe. You can just quit. You get to breathe. You get to make that choice every fucking day, right? It's a privilege. And when you start treating it like that, it's not such a burden anymore, because you're not creating that language pattern of I have to. You get to do whatever the fuck you want. And that is amazing. And for those of you that are still in the 9 to 5 and doing those jobs, I know the thing of like, I have to go to work today. You don't. That's not fucking true. You choose to go to work today, and acknowledge yourself for that choice. Give yourself a little bit of fucking credit, because that too is going to help with the burnout thing, right? I have to go to work today. That's a story that you're fucking telling yourself, and it's not serving you. Okay. Because if you tell yourself, I get to go to work today, you're reminding yourself of gratitude. You're reminding yourself of the choice that you make every day to get up and go to work and make enough money to feed your family. Not everyone has that fucking choice. You do. And that's the same in entrepreneurship. You don't have to go to work today. You don't have to do dick. But if you don't do dick, then, well, don't expect to make money if you don't have the systems in place. If you do have the systems in place, then you don't have to do dick, right? Because you already did all the dick before. Oh, so many of us already did all the dick before. You know, it's one of those things where you get to choose your behavior patterns. You get to choose how you think and feel, and no one can tell you that. No one can fucking tell you that. No one can tell you you are going to burn out or that you're not going to burn out. That's up to you. You get to choose whether you fucking burn out or not. And you know that's controversial, but you don't have to fucking listen. Fuck, my coach knows that I fucking don't. All right, guys, remember it. Real unicorns don't wear fucking pants.
For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button and remember, #fuckpants.